Right now, we have about 26,000 people in Idaho that have Alzheimer's disease. The 2013 facts and figures from the Alzheimer's Association shows that there are about 76,000 caregivers that are taking care of these individuals at about an annual cost of unpaid care of over $1 billion a year in Idaho. We're expected to see, a doubling in the number of cases here in the next 10 to 15 years. And so that's one of the reasons why our group felt the pressing need to actually come together and to develop a plan, a strategy to deal with this disease.
Money is a big factor in Alzheimer's. You found that keeping patients at home longer saves the state money. What else comes into play when you're talking about the cost of caring for patients?
That's a very important issue. When you're looking at an individual with Alzheimer's disease, most of these individuals are on Medicaid or Medicare. And the cost is about $75,000 a year to take care of one of these individuals in these institutions. Of course, most of that's been covered by Medicare or Medicaid. That places a significant burden on our healthcare system. The other issue is the personal cost to the families. A lot of these families end up going through all their savings and basically having no money to live on just to take care of these individuals. So we really need to try to find ways to help support these people financially, not just from a personal standpoint, but also the burden that it puts on our healthcare system.
It sounds like the plan is concerned a lot with getting information to the right people, that there are some resources out there that people can access, but you just need to get that information to the folks who need it.
Well, that's exactly right. And again, that's one of the our major objectives. This is a real simple thing that we feel we can do. I'm holding in my hand right now a resource page that has all the information that you can imagine about support services, the 211 Idaho Care Line, how to do a living will, a health directive. And this piece of paper, a very simple thing. We would love to have every physician in Idaho have a stack of these sitting on their desk. And when they diagnose somebody, they can give this form to their patient. It's a very simple thing to do. But currently what happens is there aren't any effective treatments. There's no cure. It's very different than if you're diagnosed with cancer. There's the plan. The physician says, okay, you're going to start chemo. We're going to do surgery. And then we're going to do 6 weeks of chemo. Then we're going to do 6 weeks of radiation. There's a plan. And that always gives the patient some hope. Well, with Alzheimer's disease, you have Alzheimer's disease. And that's the end of it. They walk out the door empty-handed. And, we need to do better for our patients. And then, of course, the web presence. We want to have a portal presence where, again, anybody can go to a website that we want to develop and be able to access any number of different topics related to Alzheimer's disease.